Someone's going to get lucky tonight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News in Ohio, where they'll announce the first winners in a lottery only open to those who've gotten the COVID vaccine.
The state's handing out five $1 million lottery prizes and five full-ride scholarships in an effort to get more people vaccinated. Governor Mike DeWine on Fox's America's Newsroom calling it money well spent.
You know, everyone who goes into a hospital who stays any period of time is $250,000.
Yeah,
and so
that.
If we can prevent that from happening, you know, it's well worth the money.
Ohio's seen a 45% increase in vaccinations among all demos since the incentive began. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Seven other states now have lotteries as the number of Americans 12 and older have gotten at least one COVID vaccine dose near 60%. The Biden administration says it has not stopped investigating how the COVID outbreak started in China. It did end a Trump-era probe in the State Department, but the National Security Council is still looking into it. A theory gaining momentum, COVID might have leaked out of a lab in Wuhan. Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox,
there is no way that the Chinese Communist Party is going to turn over any of the information that would be needed in order to have a serious investigation. And the more that they do that, the more I think you've got to start concluding that, in fact, they had some role to play in how this happened.
Protests marking 1 year since George Floyd's death in Minneapolis in an encounter with a police officer convicted of murder got out of hand last night in Oregon. People were doing damage, throwing stuff at cops who declared it a riot, making several arrests.
We've seen protests like this throughout the country the last year as protesters called for police reform and even defunding the police. But polls continue to show overwhelmingly the public does not support that. Even in Portland, a recent poll found 42% of people want more police, only 24% want fewer. And that's no doubt because violent crime is spiking in many cities, including Portland.
That's Fox's Dan Springer. America's listening to Fox News.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group, non-attorney spokesperson. Attention, this is an important message for anyone diagnosed with Parkinson's disease after being exposed to paraquat or other similar herbicides. Paraquat is a chemical commonly used by farmers and those that work with or apply herbicides. Residences near agricultural sites are also at risk for exposure. Scientific research showed that exposure to paraquat close to a residence increased Parkinson's disease risk by 75%. Numerous additional studies confirmed the link between paraquat and increased risk for Parkinson's. In fact, paraquat has been banned or limited for use in many other countries around the world. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with Parkinson's after being exposed to paraquat or other herbicides and suffered side effects, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us today at 800-434-3153. Our experienced attorneys are ready to fight for you, and you'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-434-3153. Again, that's 800-434-3153.
News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Early morning hours are a great time to get outside. It's comfortable. By the afternoon, the sunshine has worked its magic. And we're dealing with almost triple-digit heat today, 99. 100 the high tomorrow. When you're looking to hire people fast, better late than never doesn't cut it. Fortunately, Indeed has Match. Sponsor a job and you'll instantly receive a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Organizers for New York City Pride events are banning every shade of blue. Back in a minute with your political question of the day.
If your family car runs out of gas or oil or water, its engine will fail. If your body runs out of essential mineral or vitamin or amino acid nutrients, it will grow weak and you will be left with aches, pains, and diseases. Some say you can get all 90 of the essential nutrients you need from foods you eat. Maybe, but if you eat foods from farmed-out soils or foods that have had the life processed out of them, you will deprive your body of some essential nutrients. You can get all 90 of the essential nutrients your body needs for less than a daily latte with a 90 for Life Healthy Start Pack. It's easy, it's delicious, and they are essential.
Get all 90 of the essential nutrients your body needs to grow strong and stay healthy with a 90 for Life Healthy Start Pack at NutrientsToGo.com. That's NutrientsToGo.com. Get all 90 of the essential nutrients your body needs for less at NutrientsToGo.com.
Organizers for New York City Pride events are banning police and other law enforcement officers from marching in their annual parades. Organizers have also requested law enforcement officials remain at least one block away from active Pride celebrations. The New York Times editorial board slammed the move, saying it was unfair to LGBTQ cops, and further noted that ensuring the safety of the city's gay community isn't made easier by deepening the divide between cops and LGBTQ people. Question: do you think acts of exclusion unite us or divide us?
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize him?
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning. It's time for Chamber Chatter. Chamber Chatter is only the good stuff from the Chamber. Chamber Chatter is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And I had a little flub there because, of course, Ross Clark is in the studio with us. We did take away his microphone today, but he's giving me looks about the only the good stuff from the Chamber. But today it is really good. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, and this morning we are here to talk about an amazing new sculpture that is going up in the Colorado River State Historic Park, or for those of you that have been around at Quartermaster Depot, that's what I always call it. I'm amazed that I actually remembered what the actual name of it was. And so this morning we have here Shannon Aaron Moore, who I think a lot of people know from Wild Like a Girl, and I mean, she's extremely active in the community. I know I see her on the regular basis. And then we have Jeff St. Clair from Aztec High School here as well. So good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
And so this morning, I mentioned we're here to talk about this amazing sculpture, but why don't you get us started, kick us off. Tell us what exactly it is and how it came to be.
Okay. Well, Sarah Halligan from the Colorado River State Historic Park, I also memorized that.
Yeah.
she and I had conversations about 2 years ago about creating a sculpture that would be an interactive sculpture. It sounded like a great idea. Budget and COVID and such, it just kind of didn't go anywhere. And so I called her last early August and said, hey, what about that sculpture? She's like, yeah, budget. I said, but what if I had a crew that was really excited to build and we would just raise money for the materials? And she's like, you know, let's do it. And so her vision was to have a sculpture where we would create a UMA, mm-hmm. and individuals coming to visit the sculpture would raise their arms up, split the Y, split the goalposts, and you are the Y in Yuma.
I'm giving them the visual now because yes. Shannon is sitting here with her arms up like the Y.
Yes.
It's like YMCA.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
So we're the Y in Yuma.
Yes, you are the Y in Yuma.
We are the Y in Yuma. And, you know, I'm from the Midwest, so I know about the Be the I in Indy.
Right.
In Indianapolis. So very similar idea.
Correct.
And so where did you go with this then? I mean, clearly, I mean, because people are probably wondering now, well, why is Aztec High School here? What is the significance of that?
So I'm going to say that Steve Pollack and Jeff St. Clair have a vision, and I share that same crazy vision, so I'm going to toss it over to Jeff.
So really what happened for my involvement in Aztec High School was 3 years ago, I was at a Kids at Hope meeting, and they were planning some activities, and that was when I first met Shannon. She comes in and starts talking about her business as well, like a girl. And I thought, wow, that's really neat. I was hired in to do industrial arts, and then we started realizing the kids were interested. We could do construction. I met Shannon 3 years ago, and I thought, well, why can't we do welding? Well, Shannon actually became my trainer for NCCR certification for construction. Built a beginning relationship, and I said, Shannon, would you be open if we brought kids to your weld like a girl shop and begin to connect to teach them welding? Mr. Palak, the principal, said he has kids that are always interested in the trades, and they expressed interest in welding. And then one thing led to another, and we sat down face to face, Mr. Palak and I with Shannon, and here we are. We were able to make it a reality at the beginning of this year, and she had this brilliant idea. Now I realize where it came from, but it was to build this sculpture, and I thought, wow, that'd be really neat, because now you can build a legacy. These kids will take their kids and their grandkids and great-grandkids, because they're going to be here for a long time, down there to the park and see, and they'll be still bragging about the day they burn a hole in this and had to patch it. And that particular weld is my weld. See how good it is. They'll still be bragging about it.
See, we have a couple students in here, and it's really funny because they're shaking their head no. But I totally get that. You know, my background, the regular listeners know that my background, I'm also a master trainer with NCCER. Yeah. And because I used to run apprenticeships. And my last one, I had electrical, was the main one, by a plumbing, pipe fitting, HVAC, multiple apprenticeships under me. And one of the things that I've noticed, and what I loved about this project, is you're right about the future. Because whenever I went somewhere with anybody that was in the construction industry, and I'm riding along and we're driving the streets, and I'm in their truck, and they're like, I built that. And then we get to another, I built that, and I did this for that. And I did, I mean, there is a sense of pride in knowing that they had a part in building something that is probably going to outlive them.
Absolutely.
And that's what one of the pieces that I loved about this particular project is not only is it going to be a huge part of our community, because I think people are actually going to stop, you know, on their way, you know, between Phoenix and San Diego, or as they're coming through, and come see this sculpture. They're all going to know when they're 80 years old, they're going to be boring their grandkids because they're going to tell them every day, I built that sculpture.
Well, and I'm super grateful for Sarah, because she has actually asked for the boys' names, and they will be listed on the plaque.
I know, isn't that...
It just makes me so excited. That's not usually a thing that happens, so I'm grateful.
Right, and so I think that that's absolutely amazing as well. And so can you tell me a little bit more about the sculpture, what it looks like, what it's... I know that you've got an idea for the...
Well, it's going to be hard to describe, and of course, this is a little bit of my humor. I'll let you edit it, but it's a U, an M, and an A. So it really looks like three letters, and so that's part of my humor. But really what it is when you look at it, it's 1,000 pounds plus.
Wow.
And when you look at it, it's big. It is 13 feet long, 3.5 feet in height. We then have it 6 inches in thickness. So when you look at it at a certain angle and the sun comes in, what happens is the UMA, again, remember, you're the Y, the individual stands in the Y, but UMA, that shadow shines, and it's almost triple size. It's just awesome to see when the sun's coming up or setting, and looking at the sculpture. Now, as I understand, and Shannon knows more about it, but it's going to be right in front of the park there, and so we're just excited to see, get there early to see that shadow and look at UMA. It's posted on, and this is the funny part, because you're not going to see this, but you know, Shannon, she can take any piece of metal and hang on to it forever and turn it into something.
Not hoarding
it. And so she got brake drums from huge semi truck or a bus,
I can't remember which,
and if I keep talking, I'll have it embellished to being, you know, a dump truck out of the mines or something. But these things are huge. You know, they're like, you know, 200 pounds. We had to have 5 students and myself, again, I didn't help much, carry these disc drums and weld this sculpture to these disc drums. They're what's going to be embedded into the ground. And it's just exciting to see it out It's just awesome. I'll let her talk about the real truth.
He's actually very accurate. I will put a plug in for Visit Yuma and Linda Morgan. We decided our prototype that people might have seen on social media. Jeff and I took some different fonts to connect the U and M and A, but then I said, oh, what if we did the Visit Yuma magazine font? And so we talked to Linda about that. And so the sculpture is as close to the Yuma Visitor Center font as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll recognize those letters.
Perfect. And so one of the things that we talked about in our meeting was, and I know you've come up with a solution for this is a metal sculpture, and it does get just a little warm in Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
just a little warm, you know, in July and August. And so how are you going to, I'm sorry, we'll get to that question after the break. You were listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
This Memorial Day, Yuma Honda honors those who have given all to defend our American freedom. The staff here at Yuma Honda would like to say thank you for your service to our great country and our people. Your sacrifice is truly appreciated and will never be forgotten. Thank you from everyone at Yuma Honda.
Listen right here on 560 AM KBOU from 8 to 9 AM every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law, where Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Spend Monday mornings 8 to 9 a.m. with Sean and Adam from Deason Garner and Hanson and learn how you can plan your estate using a will or a trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday morning from 8 to 9, right here on 560 a.m. KBOU.
For those who courageously fought, those who gave their lives, and those who bravely fight for America's freedoms today, thank you and God bless you from all of us at Sunray Electric, working for you.
On May 24th, 2021, EDB VV License LLC, licensee of station KBLU AM Yuma, Arizona, filed an application with the Federal Communications Commission for renewal of license. Members of the public wishing to view this application or obtain information about how to file comments and petitions on the application can visit KBLUAM.com.
They would rather die than give it up. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
If your family car runs out of gas or oil or water, its engine will fail. If your body runs out of essential mineral or vitamin or amino acid nutrients, it will grow weak and you will be left with aches, pains, and diseases. Some say you can get all 90 of the essential nutrients you need from foods you eat. Maybe, but if you eat foods from farmed-out soils or foods that have had the life processed out of them, you will deprive your body of some essential nutrients. You can get all 90 of the essential nutrients your body needs for less than a daily latte with a 90 for Life Healthy Start Pack. It's easy, it's delicious, and they are essential.
Get all 90 of the essential nutrients your body needs to grow strong and stay healthy with a 90 for Life Healthy Start Pack at NutrientsToGo.com. That's NutrientsToGo.com. Get all 90 of the essential nutrients your body needs for less than the cost of a daily latte at NutrientsToGo.com. That's NutrientsToGo.com.
No Meat May is an Australian group that encourages people to give up meat during May to stop climate change and end toxic masculinity. But the group's survey of Aussie men found that though most all cared about the climate crisis, most all would rather die 10 years early than give up eating meat. No Meat May's Ryan Alexander said, "Our survey shows that Australian men either don't know eating meat affects the climate, don't believe it, or don't care." Question: do you think Australian men don't know, don't believe, or don't care?
For those who courageously gave their lives and those who bravely fight for America's freedom today, this Memorial Day, we want to say thank you from all of us at Lifted Yuma Trucks to all veterans, past, present, and future. You will never be forgotten.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Chamber Chatter is brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and this morning we are talking about an amazing new sculpture that is going in at the Colorado River State Historic Park. And for those of you that don't know, it is the Quartermaster Depot. And so we are here this morning talking with Shannon Aaron Moore. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
And Jeff St. Clair from Aztec High School.
Good morning.
Good morning. Talking a little bit more about the sculpture. And so, Shannon, before the break, I had started asking the question, we're two blocks from the sun, and this is a metal sculpture. And so what ideas were put in to make it so that I don't go up, I mean, I live here, but I don't go up and go, hey, this is cool, and decide to lean against it, put my hand on it?
You know, that's a good question. So Sarah and I had long conversations about this. One of the possibilities that people always come up with, let's paint it. Well, that's really not very useful here in Yuma. It, even the best paint that I understand automotive paints will last between 8 and 10 years, and you'll have to repaint them, and that's just labor intensive, and you don't want to have to have someone maintain that. We also talked about using alternative metals like stainless steel. That would be really expensive but also very shiny and would probably be an impediment to drivers as they were traveling past. They would be blinded by this, so
and that's a problem.
Yes, that is a real problem, especially with the 8 right there. So we decided to go with a natural patina. The sculpture will rust on its own, and
okay.
So it's very, very thick. It's 1/4 inch thick on the walls, and then the top and bottom are 1/8 inch thick. It is sturdy enough that if someone were to sit on it, you'd be fine. But because of the natural patina, it will be less inviting for people to sit on it and touch it because it will be dirty. When you touch rust, your hands are going to be orange, and you're less likely to put your little kid's bum on the top of it.
Exactly. And so Jeff, did you is this a skill then that you felt like was going to be good for the students to learn, or Shannon?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Twofold. One is we are at Aztec really building a construction program, and you're always running into a need where you have to put something together or manufacture a piece, fabricate something. So you start learning materials and processes, working with steel and other tools. In fact, one of the little units I was doing in my class was taking a flat piece of sheet steel and having to cut it, bend it, and form it, and so that's the beginning. You always have to deal with sweat soldering and different activities. My personal background is in metallurgy also, machine shop and welding, and so with that interest, to me, it was a natural fit. Our principal, as I mentioned earlier, Mr. Palak, had done a survey where students really expressed interest in welding and other trades areas. And so when I met Shannon, I thought, here's a natural fit. All these students have had a construction class with me that are in the class with her right now welding. Now the students are in that particular process on their own to make a decision, which way would I like to go? They're all pretty excited about the possibility to continue their education beyond high school, whether it be in a trade, whether it go to Arizona Western. Looking at, I can go welding, I can do construction, and it's just exciting to see that energy behind the students, and of course the energy and their passion. One of the things that was really good in the project is kids were able to go on days off of school and actually work with Sharon down there and make sure that the project is moving, because it was an outside project. And that was neat. Some of the students even brought their friends by just to kind of show off a little bit.
Okay, and with that, we actually do have a couple of students with us in the studio, so we're going to do a quick mic swap here. So go ahead and trade places. This morning, we have Jesse Vargas and Miguel Ballesteros from Aztec High School. So good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
And good morning, Miguel.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Jesse, tell me how you felt when they first told you that you were going to be working on this project.
Honestly, I didn't really image it of me doing it.
Okay.
But when they were telling me at school that it's going to be for my kids to see it, I really loved that, because I want, like, if anything happens, I want something to show that I left it here. And my grandpa, my mom was telling me that my grandpa needs to build houses over there, and it's good to, like, see back and, like, show what you did. So I really like that.
Yeah, and so same thing, Miguel. I mean, were you excited?
Yeah, as soon as they told me, like, I was interested, you know, like, for my future, you know, like, it can be, like, a career, you know, like, and
Exactly. And is it something you plan to show everybody?
Yeah. I already, like, showed my mom and the process, you know.
Perfect. And Jesse, you apparently are already showing it off because mom and sister are here in the studio with us too today, right?
Yeah.
So are they? Have your families been excited for you too?
Yeah.
Are they all excited?
Yeah.
And so, I know on Wednesday they are actually opening it up to you first. So we haven't mentioned that yet, but the unveiling is actually going to be today. It's actually right now as we speak. But they are opening it up early for you, right? For your family?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you all bringing your families?
Yeah, all excited.
And so, Miguel, tell me what the hardest part was about building this project.
The hardest part was probably, like, I don't know. I wouldn't say it was hard, but, like, to, like, learn how to weld, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
To get you the hang of it and, like,
That was the hardest part, just learning to weld?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And so, Jesse, you were shaking your head no about burning the hole in it when we were talking about that earlier. So did you burn a hole in it?
Oh, yeah. I burned a hole on accident because my teacher, St. Clair, wasn't telling me I was going to burn a hole. I didn't know about it.
So, Mr. St. Clair, that is all your fault.
Yes, definitely. That's on him.
Oh, Shannon says you almost did it twice. No, wait, I got to hear this. So tell us about this story. Tell us what
happened. Okay, so the first time, my teacher was right there. He came over, and what is it? I was heating it up, and then I didn't really know, like, it would burn a hole through it.
Uh-huh.
And what is it? We were using the torch, and it just lighted up real quick, and it made a hole straight through it. And I was like, whoa. And then what is it?
It melts.
Yeah.
It melts.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to melt that quick. And then the second time, I forgot who it was, but they had a hammer, and I was heating it up, and they were going to hit it down, and they put the hammer on it, and it went closer, and it almost went on it.
Again?
Yeah.
So in defense of the teacher did say to him, it's getting hot.
I got it. And so, but you know what? That's probably a good skill to have, because did you then have to learn how to fix it?
Yeah.
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 Exactly. You know what? Sometimes the best lessons in life are things that came out of a mistake. Believe me, by the time you get to my age, I've made a lot of them. So, Miguel, you didn't have any mishaps?
No, well, yeah, obviously,
oh,
like, you know, like, I probably cut into it, or, you know, while grinding it.
And nothing else? It's all been... Everything's been just like a bed of roses this whole year, because it's taken a year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like half a year.
Half a year.
Yeah.
You worked on it for a semester.
Yeah.
And other students have worked on it for a different semester.
Yeah.
Do you know those other students?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And so, do you think that added to the challenge? Do you think it added to the challenge of having to take over where somebody else left off?
Not really, because they actually, like, started it for us. You know, like those students started for us, and we, like, kind of took over. You know, and then, like, we were working as a team, so.
So you're telling me you got the easy part?
Not really.
I'm teasing. So, Jesse, what made you take this class?
Me? Honestly, I was really interested in welding.
Okay.
And now, what is it that I already did something for Yuma? I actually do want to make it a career, and I want to go take classes. And what is it? I heard that we're going to do another semester or another year of welding.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? My friend.
Shannon is nodding behind you. You just can't see her. Oh, it's welding too. Oh,
that's yeah.
Awesome.
What is it? And my friend, one of my old friends, his dad is in the YPG, and he was saying that maybe 2 years of knowing a welding and experience that you can enter that. And I was like, oh, well, that'd be good.
And welders, you know, that's such a, there's such a huge need for welders across the country right now. And so, Miguel, what about you? What made you take the class?
Well, the principal told me, are you interested in welding? And I was like, yeah. So then they had the class going on, so I joined it, and I liked it.
Have you taken any other, like, industrial arts classes?
Yeah. So I've taken, like, mostly all his construction classes and his industrial arts class.
For example?
Carpentry? I forgot what it's called, but we would just do projects, you know, like wood projects.
And do you get to take any of them home?
Yeah, most of them.
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, The only reason I'm asking is because I took woodshop, was what we called it, in 7th and 8th grade, mm-hmm. and I still have the stuff I built in my house. It's moved with me everywhere. and so, Jesse, what about you? You taking other classes?
Not right now, but before I used to take all his classes, and I used to, like, cut glass here and there and then make projects and take it home like you.
Perfect. And with that, it is time for another break. You are listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. If you ever get annoyed, you can be a built employee. I love to work at nothing all day, and I've been taking care of...
At Purcell Tire and Service, keeping you moving means more than just your tires. We also provide expert automotive service for a comprehensive auto care experience that cannot be beat. At Purcell Tire and Service Centers, service is more than just a word. It is in our name. It is who we are. Over 85 years of great service, we do it all at Purcell Tire and Service Centers. As the temperature outside rises, make sure you keep your vehicle cool inside. Check your AC at Purcell Tire with two Yuma locations, 4th Avenue downtown, or our Truck Tire Center on Gila Ridge Road, online at PurcellTire.com.
As we celebrate Memorial Day, the staff at Bill Alexander Ford Lincoln honors the memory of those service members and their families who made the ultimate sacrifice to protect the freedoms that we Americans enjoy today. Thank you. From Bill Alexander Ford Lincoln.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home. They lost hope.
I felt alone in the world. I didn't feel loved. Every day felt like a lost cause. I thought, who would want to adopt an older child?
I thought, I'm going to end up on the street. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey and Zach's journey changed when they were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
It's really difficult to wonder how you're going to make it. I'm not going to have that problem now. I just won't, because I have a family.
Today, Corey and Zach have bright futures, but every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care with no permanent family and no safety net. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
As we celebrate Memorial Day this coming Monday, the staff at Corona Optique honors the memory of service members and their families who have given the ultimate sacrifice to protect the freedom that Americans enjoy today.
Arizona families have a lot on their plate, and everything just keeps getting more expensive. As Washington pushes for trillions in tax increases, Arizona leaders are taking a different approach so you can pay less and keep more of what you earn. Attracting new businesses, creating more opportunity, and meeting our families' basic needs. Tell your legislator to support tax relief. It's a win for all Arizonans. Visit AZTaxRelief.com to tell your lawmaker our state needs tax reform, paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Remember when you were a kid on Christmas, opening that toy? That's how I feel when I open my York heat pumps, traditional or two-stage. And they are so pretty on your roof. With easy financing on approved credit and Yuma's best warranties, York heat pumps, so hot you'll want to service your own AC this summer. Visit me on ACYuma.com or call us at 329-7384.
Central call, or just log on to acyuma.com.
America's kids are returning to class, in school and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough on students who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers.
That's where our organization, Communities and Schools, can help. For years, we've had caring adults inside schools helping these students stay in school.
And now we are taking our work beyond the school walls. Tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning.
Delivering meals, providing household supplies, connecting kids with online classrooms, and using technology to maintain the one-on-one relationships we know can transform the lives of students and their families.
We are doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed.
Communities and Schools, going wherever we are needed to help those students who are most in need thrive.
To see how you can help kids succeed, visit communitiesinschools.org. That's communitiesinschools.org.
And we are back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And before we get back to talking about this amazing new sculpture that is going in at the Colorado River State Historic Park, I do need to do a few announcements for the Chamber. First of all, we do have our webinar next week talking about nonprofit board member responsibilities. If you are thinking of serving on a nonprofit board or already serve on a nonprofit board, I highly recommend this class. It's going to basically tell you what you can do to protect yourself and protect your organization when you serve on a nonprofit board, because there are certain legal fiduciary responsibilities that nonprofit board members have. So you definitely want to know those. It is free to Chamber members and only $25 for non-members. And to give you an idea, I priced instructors for this class, and they range, the lowest one I got was $1,500. So free or $25 is a steal. So be sure to check that out. It's online. It's June 3rd at 11:30. You can do it right from your home or office because it's a webinar, so it should be easy. And then, of course, we have the Amazing Race. Everybody's been hearing about the Amazing Race, Yuma County, coming up. It is going to be on Friday, June 18th. We are still taking teams, and we have a few more spaces for challenge locations, but I really think this is going to be a fun event with teams going around Yuma County completing challenges at the different businesses. Many, 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 many thanks to First Bank Yuma, who is our title sponsor for the Amazing Race Yuma County. And then we also have our other sponsors. We have the starting line is going to be at the Holiday Inn, the finish line is going to be at the Holiday Inn Express, and the post-race reception is going to be at the new Four Point Sheraton. So if you want to come check that out, you'll be able to check that out. We also have our pit stop sponsor, because everybody needs to eat while they're racing. They need to have that fuel, and so that is Acme Staffing. So thank you so much to our sponsors. And, of course, we are going back to in-person events starting in July. We have Good Morning Yuma being kicked off at the Pivot Point Conference Center. Our program is going to be Colonel McFaul and YPG. I've already asked them to bring videos of them blowing things up. So, but they do a lot of other stuff out there. Having been out there now a couple of times, I'm always amazed at the technology they have out there and all the things they do. And definitely welding would come in handy out there, as we talked about before the break. But just a reminder again, we are requiring everyone to pre-register. We do have FAQs available on our Facebook page and on our website for anyone who is not really sure how to pre-register or why we're requiring pre-registration or what to do with cancellations, that kind of thing. But basically, we've made pre-registration very easy. We are in the process of getting the app set up so that you'll even be able to pre-register from an app on your phone. And if you have punch cards, we've made that easy too. If you have a punch card, literally what's going to show up is when you go to pre-register, there's actually going to be a field in the upper right corner that says discounts available. You use the drop-down, you hit punch card, and it actually is going to make your registration free. So we're trying to make this as super easy as possible, but we do need to get that head count so that we can let Pivot Point know how many people are going to be there. And, of course, limit attendance. We're still in the process of limiting attendance. So with that, let's get back to this fun sculpture that's being unveiled today at the Colorado River State Historic Park. And we are still here with students from Aztec High School. We have Jesse Vargas. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
And Miguel Ballesteros.
Good morning.
And so we were talking a little bit during the break when they couldn't hear us about there's going to be welding too. Are you both planning on taking it?
Yeah,
definitely.
Definitely. And so Jesse, what are you looking forward to most in welding too?
Me, as in like my favorite tool, like to use or what?
Just whatever you're looking forward to, whatever you know about it so far, because I'm sure Shannon and Mr. St. Clair might have some curveballs, but sometimes teachers do that, don't they?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was a teacher, so.
what is it? For me, for welding, I want to learn all weldings, like TIG, flux, MIG, arc. I want to learn all that, and what is it, get that settled down, and just, and then I want to, like, one of the things I want to learn how to do is plasma cutting.
Oh, okay.
I want to learn how to plasma cut. That one's pretty cool.
And, why do you want to learn that?
Because it's better than using the cutoff wheel, are they? Kind of. And it looks pretty cool.
So, you know, not everybody has the advantage of having a construction background like we do. Can you explain what that is? In your own words.
In my own words. I don't really know, honestly. It's like a lightsaber. It goes through anything.
Okay.
And what is it?
Including your fingers.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta wear protection. Safety first.
Exactly. Safety first. The teachers behind him are nodding. Well, that's good. They taught that. They taught that well. Yeah. So what about you, Miguel? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, same thing with me. Like I just want to learn how to weld better and learn the different types of welds so I can just, for experience and all, just so I can know it. And then, and yeah, just keep on practicing and using the tools.
Do you think you'll do this in the future?
Yeah, that's my plan, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so I know you've taken other classes, so tell me about some of your other projects. What have you taken home with you?
This is kind of funny, but me and my teacher, he was helping us make a big a hanger for your clothes outside to dry.
Okay.
So we made a big one of those, and then we made...
So wait a minute. I'm going to go back to that a second. So a hanger for your clothes to dry. So... Was your mom excited to see that?
Yeah.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, because you never really see it. You know, it's just all big, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking really laundry. Do you help with the laundry?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, what else have you made?
Like, we made a car, you know? From, like, we, like, sanded the wood and everything, like, to make it fit, you know?
Like a soapbox car? Or like a, do you know what a soapbox car is? A big car? Little car? CO2 race car.
Right.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, and then we made a train, you know, out of wood. Like the wheels were wood, everything. And I got to take that home. What else?
Does it run?
I mean, yeah, it goes.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
And so you have all this stuff at home?
Yeah. I have that at home.
Anything else?
No.
No?
That's about it.
He said
right.
They were also involved
right.
in the network. Oh,
that's
it.
Yeah.
We put a half-court basketball court in our house before, and it, yeah.
It's a lot of cement.
It is a lot of cement,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And so what about you, Jesse?
I was involved with that cement work right there.
Okay. What did you
that.
Make?
Me? We made, like, kind of like a little, maybe...
A little sidewalk.
A little sidewalk?
4 feet.
Where at?
In my school.
Okay.
What is it? We made it so when the rain comes, it goes down. It's like a little
drainer.
Yeah. And what is it? We have, like, bricks right there so people can sit on them.
Okay.
And then what is it for construction of my things that I made? I didn't really bring anything home. I wasn't in that class. I made rockets. We flew them.
That's cool.
Yeah, we made rockets. They flew up.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? We made... Honestly, I don't really remember.
You don't really remember? Well, I heard something about a table that you're going to be working on.
Oh, yeah. My mom, what is it? We bought a glass table, and what is it? It was real windy that day, and we had the umbrella in the middle, and it flipped over, and what is it? Just shattered all the glass.
Oh, no.
So, what is it? We're going to get a table of wood, and we're going to cut it and all that, measure it all. And what is it? We're going to fix it in there.
And then it won't shatter?
Yeah,
I bet that was a mess.
Yeah, we had to clean it up because our cat.
Oh, because your
cat. Yeah. And because we had to clean it up, obviously.
Well, right, exactly. So now you got me going down the tangent here. What's the cat's name?
Bella.
Bella.
Yeah, she's pregnant right now, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your mom's making faces behind you.
Yeah.
Any other pets?
No, just the ones coming.
Just the ones coming. And there could be quite a few coming, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Exactly. So what about you, Miguel?
No, I don't have no pets.
No pets?
No.
That's not always a bad thing. And so, are you guys going to take any other classes? I mean, Miguel, what about you? You think you're going to stick with welding? You're going to go on to
Yeah, I'm gonna take welding too, like continuously if I keep on liking, you know, probably, you know.
Right.
And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Second
welding class, you know.
Yeah, and no other industrial arts classes? This is, you found the one you love?
Yeah.
Yeah. You too, Jesse?
Oh, yeah, definitely. What is it? I'm actually making a little shop for me at my house in my backyard.
Really?
Of welding.
That's impressive.
Yeah, my welding teacher's going to help me.
Awesome.
And what is it? My grandpa has a welder because he was a welder.
Okay.
For the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? He's going to let me borrow his for a couple. Maybe have it.
That is really cool. And with that, we're going to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Hope lives here in California.
But during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
A lot of things feel out of control these days, so it's time you pick your battles. Skip playing referee in the morning. Skip laundry this week. Skip game limits today. Skip cooking tonight. New realities require new routines, and it's okay to skip some of the old ones. But don't skip your preteens' well visits and recommended and catch-up vaccinations. A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
Hello, I'm Regina Toomey, the APS Public Affairs Manager for Yuma and the surrounding areas. On this Memorial Day, our nation honors those who have given all to defend our American freedom. On behalf of everyone at APS, I want to thank them for their service to our country.
I've got muscular dystrophy. That means my muscles are weak and it can be hard to breathe.
Now is a scary time for everyone, as we are at a higher risk for respiratory infections.
In good times and bad, the Muscular Dystrophy Association helps kids live with neuromuscular disease. The pandemic places more than 200,000 adults and children with muscular dystrophy at a greater risk.
Breathing is often hard when you live with a neuromuscular disease,
but the Muscular Dystrophy Association is here to help.
MDA is what ensures they receive critical medical care at one of over 150 care centers across the U.S.
During COVID-19, kids like me are at a greater risk.
The Muscular Dystrophy Association needs your support now more than ever.
COVID-19 won't stop us. To learn how you can help, please visit helpmda.org. Thank you.
Are you tired of sitting behind a desk all day? Maybe you are tired of doing the same thing, day after day after day. I am Ricky Mitchell, the director of sales of the best radio stations in Yuma. And if I just described you and your current job situation, you are outgoing, never met a stranger, you are a sales professional, and most of all, you like to have fun, then we need to talk. Eldorado Broadcasters has an immediate opening, and you could be the one to join our team. Call me now, 329-3086. 329-3086. Eldorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity. Opportunity employer.
And we are back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Chamber Chatter is brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And speaking of the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area, we had Sarah Halligan join us. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
And we have back on the microphone, we have Jeff St. Clair. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
From Aztec High School, and then we also have Shannon Aaronmore. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
And so before we talk about the unveiling of the statue, you know, the students are still in here, but I just want to say you both are really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I just met you, and I'm proud of you. And so I think what you're doing is great. I wish you the best in your careers because we desperately need welders, and it sounds like you guys will be great at it just because of your passion for it. So congratulations to moms and teachers and to these boys for their hard work and to all the students that worked on this statue. I can't wait to see it. And so, Sarah, let's talk about that a little bit. It's being unveiled as we speak.
Yes, I want to second what Kim just said. I am so proud of how this all came about. I mean, from seeing it at the very beginning stages, from Shannon taking just the ideas that Greg Levan from GYADC and I had and making it come to life and watching the kids continuously work on it and it getting bigger and it having two sides to it, having a top and bottom and adding the geocache and the time capsule. I can't wait for the time capsule.
Wait a minute. I didn't know about the time capsule. We didn't discuss that in our meeting. So tell me about the time capsule.
The time capsule is going to be for the students
awesome.
To come back. I can't tell you what they put in it. I have no idea. And I don't know what their plans are for how long either.
So we can't tell you what they put in it either because it's supposed to be 100 years down. But the neat thing about it was We were able to incorporate the academics because it was a partnership with their English teachers.
Okay.
And so she facilitated that particular process and handed me the stuff in a sealed envelope.
Uh-oh.
And I delivered it to Miss Shannon.
And I did not open the envelope, so I cannot tell you what the letters contain.
But they're back behind you snickering.
We also did include an academic calendar from Aztec, a T-shirt and lanyard from Aztec, as well as a Visit Yuma magazine and some information about the park. And
hey,
a few other items.
Can you believe it? We even had this super neat thing. It was unheard of before, and it's called a mask.
Oh.
We did tuck a mask inside of the capsule.
Oh,
just
dear.
In case people in the future don't know what the heck that was all about.
Yeah. I'm not sure the people at the present know the heck what this is all about. So, Sarah, we're unveiling it at the park today.
Yes, we're going to kick it off with the students and their families first, as they were the ones to create it. We really want them to have that moment. And then beginning at 9 a.m., we'll have the who's who, so we've sent out individual invitations. And then at 9:30, we'll do the ribbon cutting and unveiling and open to the public. And this is at 201 North 4th Avenue, Colorado River State Historic Park, formerly known as the Quartermaster, but it will be open to the public at any time that the park is open, which is Wednesdays through Sundays, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., 4:30 p.m., excuse me. And it is free. It is outside of the actual museum gate, so anyone can stop in, take a photo. We have a hashtag. There has been some confusion about it, but it is hashtag Y-O-U-M-A, and no, it is not spelled incorrectly.
I've actually gotten a couple questions about that already. It's
it is like, because you put the Y in Yuma, and we want to hear your stories. We want to know why you love Yuma, why you chose Yuma to visit, what it is about our city that makes it so great. And we will have, we've created Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, a web page for everything to be uploaded on, a Pinterest. There's going to be all kinds of areas where people can go. We'll have a little QR code that you can scan that'll lead you directly to all those pages. So it will be awesome. We can't wait to see all the photos and just hear everyone's stories, because everyone, you know, Yuma is such a unique place that we can't wait to hear why everyone loves it.
Well, and as a Yuma transplant, I mean, you know, I mean, I talk about all the time how much I love Yuma, and I'm really glad I moved here. And as part of that, I mean, I'm really excited about this particular project. And so just so everybody knows, the Chamber is going to be sponsoring a prize. So anybody that takes their picture with the hashtag Y-O-U-M-A, not spelled wrong like Sarah said, hashtag Y-O-U-M-A, we haven't determined what the prize is, but I promise it's going to be something nice. And so we'll be watching for that. And at the end of June, well, beginning of July, because we'll go through June 30th, the Chamber will be awarding somebody a prize that has taken the picture as the Y in Yuma with the sculpture. Because we just really think, I mean, you should have seen my board's faces light up when they heard about this project, because I was telling the board of directors. And I said, oh, by the way, I made an executive decision and said we would sponsor a prize for the first month. I said, I didn't think you'd mind. They didn't.
And, you know, the Chamber will be the first of many sponsors. Visit Yuma will then take over and sponsor the second month, and so on and so forth. And we'll challenge other businesses to also participate. And we want this to be the first of many of the signs. The Yuma International Airport has been working with us, and they have also created a mural. So if you're interested in having one of these signs made, it doesn't have to be a metal structure. It doesn't have to be a mural. It can be what fits your business. But we really want to create these to build civic pride within our community and also put Yuma on the map worldwide, because we do get travelers from all over the world. I like to thank Yvonne Peach for that.
Yeah.
She brings a lot of Europeans over here in the summertime to stay at her hotel and then pushes everybody out to the parks. And so, you know, our intention is to just really bring awareness and let everyone know that Yuma is more than just a gas stop.
Exactly. And back to the airport one, because I do get questions about that one, too, just like I'm sure we're getting about the sculpture, because the sculpture is just the UMA, because you're supposed to be the Y. The Y is gray.
The Y is gray.
At the airport.
Yeah, and so that was just so people knew, you know, it does spell Yuma, but you are to be the Y. It's the same concept. Again,
we had discussed this project with them beforehand, so they it's all the same. And
exactly.
You know, stand there. I know they had a photo of someone doing a handstand, so upside down, really, really neat. Leah Littlewood created that mural. It is absolutely beautiful, as always. Her work is phenomenal. And the UMA actually has, you know, different places in Yuma. So it really, again, you put the why. You add your why to what Yuma is, and we just can't wait to hear it. Everyone's stories and see the pictures.
I also understand that the Visit Yuma group is going to take the prototype that we made, which is not in the correct font, but...
Not Visit Yuma. It's actually going to be the Children's Museum.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And the Children's Museum want that because they want to create...
a kid-sized one.
A kid-sized one.
Because that came out
in
our meeting.
Yes, in the museum. So...
Well, I was approached to take the... to take the prototype, and they're going to make it a little bit like more robust so that it can travel around Yuma.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
That might be a thing that your business could potentially sponsor in the future, and I think it's going to be one of those selfie stations that moves around. So.
Because that was one of the things
I
said
cool.
in the meeting. You know, we share an office with the Children's Museum, and so Melissa, of course, I see her on a regular basis, and in the meeting, I'm like, well, why don't we have a kid-sized one for the kids? You know, it'd be perfect for the Children's Museum, but I love the idea of it traveling.
That is wonderful. I had no idea.
And speaking of traveling, I'm going to just say the geocache that is, of course, hidden inside of the sculpture. And if you discover the geocache, please do not disclose its whereabouts, because part of the fun of a geocache is it's a scavenger hunt.
Right.
For those of you that are not familiar with caching or geocaching, you can either use geocaching.com or various apps. You can get coordinates, or you can just get hints. And you will be told that there is a cache nearby. And it might tell you if it's a small one or a large one, and sometimes you get no details about it. But I can tell you that there is a secret hiding space in our sculpture. The rules of geocaching are if you find something and you take something, you need to leave something. So, for example, if you found a keychain, you would leave Mardi Gras beads or whatever. There's always an exchange, but there's a little place where you can sign your name inside. And we are going to have a travel bug inside of it. The very first time that someone finds it, the travel bug will need to find its way back home to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to Ferd, who sponsored a lot of our abrasives for this project.
Oh, that
travel bug has to travel through the United States back home.
Perfect. So again, it is going to be, it's being unveiled right now. Public is invited after 9:30. Out at the Colorado River State Historic Park. I'm doing much better with that, but it is the former Quartermaster Depot. So thank you so much, all of you, for coming in this morning. I'm really excited about this project. And you've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
When it's hot, the last thing you want is your home's AC to quit on you. At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, we'll get you warm and comfortable quickly. Call 855-1-HOUR for a free service call with completed repair. Don't forget, we're
always on time, or you don't pay in time. Always on time, or you don't pay.
Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, and felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Be sure to listen for the border and traffic reports weekdays on this station, brought to you by RV World. They have a large selection of both new and used RVs. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. That's RV World.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBOU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.